Welcome to Just Think, the podcast.
The podcast where we don't want to tell you what to think.
We just want to encourage you to do it.
We are three friends that came from across the political spectrum who were tired of partisan politics and were alarmed at what we saw happening in our country, including the growing political divide.
But we found as we challenged ourselves to recognize our own biases, to put them aside, we were absolutely united in our pursuit for the truth.
And that's why we started this podcast, to share the conversations we were having around that pursuit and to invite you into our conversation.
To encourage you to feel free to ask questions, search for the answers yourself, to say what you think.
That's right, because as we like to say, diversity of thought, ideas, and beliefs are welcome here. Asshats are not.
All are welcome as long as you just think.
Well, hey, hey, everybody. Welcome to Just Think, the podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And today we are joined by a very special guest, someone that we are so excited to talk to, that really lives now in the health and wellness space. It was not where he thought he would be. He was a model and actor. And this was probably never on his radar that he would be doing what he does today. But one reason that we wanted to have Don Johnson.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've done that, Dane. Okay. Dane Johnson on with us today is because he really speaks our language. I don't know how else to say it. You guys know that we are just so passionate about helping people get well and stay well. And we have learned from firsthand experience that the systems that we've long trusted to protect us or serve us just don't. They can in some capacities, but they're honestly, can I just be honest, not trustworthy. And there's so many reasons for that. But what Amy, Kristen, and I have learned from personal experience is that you can heal yourself from so many things that the medical world will tell you are not treatable or healable. You'll just have to, quote, live with it. And when we heard Dane Johnson's story, we know so many people that were in Dane's shoes. Dane, so many people that were in Dane's shoes. And that's why we want you to learn from him, because not only did he learn how to heal himself, but now he's made it his mission to help heal you too. If that happens to be something that, you know, if you're struggling with something that he's been struggling with. So listen, guys, whether you have an autoimmune disease or not, whether you have a digestive disease or not, we're going to encourage you to give us your next 45 minutes and get educated. Why? Because you'll know someone who needs this. And number two, you never know what's down the road for you either, where you're going to have to really take control of your health and your healing. And we encourage you to do that before you get sick. But Dane Johnson is the founder and CEO of Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle. And he is a board certified nutritionist whose expertise really is in Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, because he's been there, done that, and gotten the t-shirt now to say it is treatable. You can heal. So Dane, thank you so much for being with us. I cannot wait for you to tell the audience how you got here.
Thank you so much, Holly. Thank you so much for having me. And I want to dedicate this to anyone out there who's struggling with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, digestive disorders, autoimmune disease, or feels like you're going to be chronically sick for the rest of your life. I know that prison. I know what you need. I know what we need. And there is so much we can do about it, and we can take our life back. We're not meant to be sick. And to, I know you guys have some friends and a young, nice lady out there who's just starting to deal with Crohn's disease. I'm going to dedicate this conversation to you too, because a lot of things we're going to talk about is what I would also talk to you one-on-one with. And so thank you so much for having me. And, you know, a little bit about my past and what we do now is I had my first symptoms of Crohn's colitis at 19. The doctors couldn't even make up what the diagnosis. I mean, it was ulcerative colitis. Then another hospital said Crohn's. Another hospital said ulcerative colitis. Another Crohn's. So I just called Crohn's colitis after a while. And I didn't know what was going on with me. I was in college and things were just going along. And it kind of came and went where I'd see blood in the stool and mucus and urgency and diarrhea and multiple bowel movements. By the time I was 23, it was full blown. And it started taking over my life. 7 bowel movements, 10 bowel movements, 11 bowel movements, 12 bowel movements, acne, headaches, lethargia, even kind of arthritic pains, bloating, cramping, pain, gas, urgency. I could hardly even hold the bowels. And it's a really shameful, painful experience that a lot of us are hiding. And it's not always easy to see on somebody. You're looking at someone like, oh, hey, how are you? And they're not going to say, well, you know, I'm not going to give you all that info, right? So I hid it for a lot of years and I didn't know what to do. And I was lucky enough, I was a good old boy from Virginia. I took a one-way flight to LA when I was 23. I just got diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, took a flight. And lo and behold, I was lucky enough that town was good to me. And I all of a sudden had commercial agents, modeling agents, and acting agents. And it was like college 2.0. You know, it's like, I'm going to be flying around to Europe and I'm in Germany, I'm in Miami, I'm in New York. And I had a real shot at this thing. I was like, I'm going to be the Virginia Brad Pitt one day. Maybe they're going to like put needles in my face, try to make me look like them or something like that. But it was, I was a young kid just thinking, man, what could I do with this? And IBD started taking over my life and I felt smited by God. I felt so angry. And my mom ran around in circles. How many parents out there are listening to this right now, trying to help heal me, writing check after check, flying me to doctor after doctor, going to Whole Foods, buying the entire market and putting me on this crazy gluten-free cereal with almond milk and God knows what she was bringing home. And I was puking it up and it wasn't making me better. And I just got worse and worse and worse. And that's how I got here. And we'll, you know, and why I'm so dedicated to this, because eventually I did get my life back and I sat there one day and I thought to myself, I never had anyone to talk to who had this disease. I never met anyone who had gotten themselves out. I had never been around a community of successful people. I had to customize my answer to get results. The SED diet didn't work for me. Fruitarian diet didn't work for me. Carnivore and paleo helped, but didn't fully work. There was a lot of things that I was reading in books and on Google and all that. And I was taking a million supplements and trying different probiotics. Didn't work for me, fermented foods. All these things were fail, fail, failed. I failed Remicade. I failed Entyvio. I was on prednisone on and off 4 years, like Skittles. I had to take chemotherapy to save my life when I nearly died in 2014 of this disease. And I was on methotrexate, 6-MP, Lialda, Acicol, low-dose naltrexone. You name it. I was just taking everything I could. And my family was really spending all the money we had. We were not a rich family. We were a middle-class family from Virginia. We did nothing to deserve this. We'd never heard of diseases like this. No one in my family had ever had it. And all of a sudden, I'm 26 years old fighting for my life. And I'm 37 now. And one of the reasons I'm here with you today and why I'm so passionate about this and why I've been able to help so many people is I didn't get results quickly. Diets didn't work for me. Medications didn't work for me. I went to the biggest, baddest doctors in the country. I suffered for 4 years straight and I almost died December 10th, 2014. I was in the hospital for a month. I dropped to 122 pounds. I'm 6'2", 190 right now. So I dropped to 122 pounds. I was having 25 bloody bowel movements a day. My mom would just take a steel pan, put it under my butt. I'd release blood and water. And it was painful. And then it would just happen 25 times a day. So her and my sister would take turns staying in the hospital with me. My dad flew out. My other sister flew out. I was on 200 milligrams of infused prednisone plus the chemotherapy, which a doctor in Miami told my mom I needed to do because one of the root causes that was killing me. And there's many root issues to all autoimmune disease. But one of the root issues that was getting me so life-threatening ended up being cytomegalovirus, CMV. My immune system was so weak that my body could not control it. And there was this one doctor in Miami who believed I had it, told my mom. We called the insurance company, made him give me the antiviral chemo, and it ended up saving my life. Before that, I was out of consciousness. I couldn't speak. I was on 200 milligrams of infused prednisone. I was on 3 grams of Dilaudid, which is 7 times stronger than morphine. I was on biologics, you name it, 3 antibiotics. The doctors at the crappy hospital at that point, because my actor literally insurance sucked and I was a crappy actor, right? I was a freelancer. You know, I was a young kid living in LA and I was in Miami and New York and I didn't know, what did I know about? And I didn't know anything about anything, right? And And so I had to go to this crappy hospital, and these doctors had no idea why this was getting so bad. When my mom took over, how many moms are listening to this story? Like, you're here to save your kids, or the dads, you're here to save your uncle, your brother, your husband. And we have people in our program. It's like, I had to sign up my husband. I had to sign up my kid. Yeah. And we're going to talk about that today. And that chemo saved my life. I was housebound for a year after that. So it took me about 3 months to be able to walk again. It took me about 10 months or 11 months to be able to get out and about. And I really dedicated my life to learning how to be the CEO of my health, which we'll talk about today, how to become the CEO of your health.
That's what we want. That's exactly what we want, because it's what we've had to do personally. We know that this is the answer. Well, it's what you got, right? It's where you can take control. I think when people are battling sickness and death, they feel powerless. They feel powerless. And it's because we're abdicating everything to someone else. We're saying, heal me, take care of me, show me. And that's understandable. But at the same time, we can't really afford to do that, because as you've learned, not everybody's the same. Yeah. What's at the root cause of your affliction may not be the same root cause of theirs. And it's like that one doctor in Miami, after you saw countless doctors, who goes, you know, there's this one sample in his colon that shows this virus. I think we should treat it, right? And so tell everyone, though, real quick, how did you have the strength and the courage and the determination when you were that sick to just know you could get better?
So, and this is where you have to understand that no matter what disease you're dealing with, there are universal laws to healing. And it's that healing starts in the mind, healing starts in the spirit, and you can't hack that. Most people out there right now are suffering from something else called MPS, Magic Protocol Syndrome. And they haven't done the work to change your vibration, to work on the chronic anxiety, depression, trauma, loneliness, anger, resentment, and affliction that has been done on you. And we are justified victims, and it is tormenting our souls. And now I didn't get there easy, guys. I am here in what I do. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, who are you? What you're doing? The reason I'm here is because I've dedicated my life to this, because this nearly killed me. I saw my whole family try to almost go broke spending money on this and suffer with me through it. Nothing really worked for me. I was housebound for a year, and through that suffering, I developed a superpower. And the superpower is I can help people heal, and I have more testimonies of helping people heal of Crohn's colitis than anyone I've seen in the world. We put out a testimony every week. My team sees 120 Crohn's colitis clients, a week. We've worked with, I mean, this is tough, and I can't guarantee if you're listening out there, but I've worked with 3-year-olds. I've worked with 7-year-olds. I've worked with people with this for 40 years. I've helped people get massive results in Africa, India, all over Europe, Dubai, Canada, America. It doesn't matter. And that all of that is a superpower. I took the worst thing that ever happened to me, and I made it the best thing that ever happened to me. I work for myself. I heal people for a living, and I lead people down what's possible. My job is to get up and figure out what's the next thing to do, what can really work, what's at the edge of possibilities for all of us. So I'm on the battlefield. I'm not in an ivory tower. I'm not just my nose high to everyone with 15 letters behind my name. I live this, I breathe this, and I get results. And I'm dedicated to that. Integrity first. If you don't have integrity with who you work with, move on. Integrity and trust is a key element. And the people that, and the biggest thing that I was missing when I was trying to heal is every naturopath doctor I saw and regular GI doctor and primary care physician I saw didn't have Crohn's colitis, didn't specialize in Crohn's colitis, and had no testimonies of helping people heal of Crohn's colitis. There was no relatability. There was no expertise. And so that's what I built. That's when I came and I said, I've had it. I suffered for it for 4 or 5 years. I didn't get results easy. Nothing worked for me. There were very few people, even that I work with today, that had it as hard as I've had it. And if I have anything to say about it, you won't ever have to deal with what I dealt with.
And that's what I love that about you. When we interviewed Chris Wark, and I'll refer our listeners to go back to that episode, Chris Beats Cancer. He says I mean, he's saying the same thing you are.
Oh yeah.
Which
I like
is
him.
The inner healing that also you need to work on, the inner, you know, all this that you also have to do the work on. But that you made it your life's mission because you were at the lowest of lows, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't get probably worse. Well, you were at death's door.
Well, yes. Go ahead.
And you can use what you've learned to then go empower and help others. And as you said, you're not coming from a position of, 8 years of education and residency that was in the ivory tower scenario, let's just say. Yeah. Yours was reading, listening, learning, experiencing, trying, failing, getting up, succeeding. And when you know you can do that for yourself, you just want to help other people find it too. Because we know, go in and ask your doctors, guys. If you're diagnosed with a chronic disease, ask your doctor how many people they've healed from your disease.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, also, what is education? There are many forms of this, right?
That's right.
I've worked with over 1,000 people with Crohn's colitis.
Yeah.
So personally, you know, our team has seen thousands.
Yeah.
And everyone on our team has Crohn's and colitis. Now, here's also where I think our doctors are genius in their own right. I don't want to belittle them. I want them on the team. And I want is just a little bit of space for what we do. The perfect triangle of getting new results right now for everyone listening is you need a open-minded, conventional doctor. That's it. You just need someone to listen and hear what you want and then help you with what they can help you with. Mm-hmm. Is a surgery needed? Is a steroid needed? Is a biologic needed? Is there a medication that can help? Is there something that they can do to really help? Keep them on the team, keep them on the board, right? You're going to become the CEO of your health, but you want that person on your board. All you ask is that they remain a bit open-minded and listen and then help you create your goals. It's not their goals for you. It's your goals for you, and they help you build that.
That's it.
Then you want to have some sort of functional, integrative, or holistic practitioner on your board as well. Someone who understands nutrition, supplements, herbs, alternative therapies like HBOT, mesenchymal stem cells, peptides, low-dose naltrexone, low-dose allergen therapy, different things that can help the body truly start to heal. I always say this, that if it wasn't for my conventional doctor, I'd be dead. Okay. Prednisone helped save my life. There's biologics. That hospital helped save my life. But integrative medicine and functional medicine gave me my freedom and my self-empowerment and allowed me to feel safe in my body and allowed me to be free in this world.
That's it.
So
that's
if it. I, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and I think
the third one is you have to
be the answer. The biggest thing that most people are missing is that you, and Holly, you already have hit it a few times. You have to be the leader and CEO of your health. If you're not putting in the time and energy, there are three currencies we can use to help ourselves. One is money. The second is time. And the third is energy. What are you going to use? If you're going to manifest massive health, you've got to use all three. Some people come in and they've got a big bank account and they just want to throw money at it, but they're not disciplined. They're not effective. I see this a lot in parents. Parents who want to throw money at it and the kids aren't really ready to heal. And I'll tell parents, I had someone write me begging me to help convince their son to join our program. I said, there's none of that. If he has to go on his journey, and when he decides that he's ready, then it will come. And that's why a lot of my mom's money was wasted. Because at 22 or 23, I was under the impression that it wasn't my fault I was chronically sick. So it was someone else's responsibility to fix me.
Right.
It wasn't my fault. That's what we do in school, right? That's what we do with our kids. He kicked me. He did this. She did that. They did this to me. Oh, honey, don't worry about it. I'll go fix it for you.
Well, this is one thing that Chris Wark has said, even with cancer, you know, where he said, it's time for you to actually take responsibility and say, you know what? You could be you probably are to blame for cancer. Yes, there may be some genetics. There may be something, but it's your choices. If you take control and realize that it's some of the choices that you've made, or it's the choices that you make from here on out, that's going to make you sick or ill. That's what you have to do. And I do want to point out, because I wanted to flip back to the importance of, we definitely want to make sure. I know we say we can't trust doctors with everything, and you can trust some. And there are times, obviously, just like Dane said, that conventional medicine will save you, and you do need it. There's a time and a place for it.
That's right.
But you need the open-minded conventional medicine, and there are so few of those. And not all functional medicine doctors and naturopaths are going to be the right answer either. No. They, you know, sometimes they just throw things at you. I know you've talked about that before, but I also want to point out two points that you said, because I just want to nail it home. The importance of finding the root cause is so important, and for each individual person, and that it's such an individualized approach, and also the power of the second, third, fourth, fifth opinion. So many people go to their doctor, and then you just either trust what they say, or even if it doesn't sit right, you don't know what else to do. It's okay to go get another opinion. If your mom had not been calling around, you wouldn't be alive right now.
100%. I'd be in a grave.
It is not, you know, doctors need to be questioned, and everybody has a different perspective. You may find a doctor, and it's probably because that doctor perhaps had somebody similar to you, and so he knew what to look for. Whereas this other doctor, even if he was experienced and is taking care of somebody, maybe he's never had somebody that had the cytomegaly virus or knew what to look for. Yeah. Right. So I just think it's important. The mind shift is number one, finding the root cause for each individual person, and then that power of the different opinions.
Well said. And let me bring it back real quick to give you guys some examples of how to use this, because I know some of our listeners are saying, so is CMV the root cause of Crohn's colitis? No, yeah. It's one type of root issue. I want you to first address this. Some people get COVID and they end up in the ER room. Some people get COVID and they're asymptomatic. That's happening not just with COVID. It's happening with Epstein-Barr virus. It's happening with herpes simplex. It's happening with echovirus. It's happening with Coxsackie virus. It's happening with cytomegalovirus. We are all responding differently, and this has to do with our immune system, the microbiome, even energies and stress. Mm-hmm. So you have to understand there are many different root issues. And another thing we talked about is the diagnosis. One of the things that might help you when you get that second, third, fourth opinion is you have to realize that doctors are humans and they all don't agree. You put 100 doctors in a room and you give them one case, everyone's going to have a different opinion about it. And that's where you're going to see some of the missing links in this whole IBD or autoimmune experience. Because one doctor is going to say you have diverticulitis. The other doctor is going to say you have proctitis. The other doctor is going to say you have ulcerative colitis. The other doctor is going to say you have microscopic colitis. And you're going to realize that it's all chronic inflammation, and no one's talking to you about H. pylori infection. No one's talking to you about mold infection. No one's talking to you about parasites. No one's talking to you about different viruses or even testing them. Mm-hmm. Here's the crazy thing, and I want to give everyone this big nugget right now. When I got into functional medicine, I really started diving in. I found massive amounts of H. pylori, low stomach acid, a backed up liver. I found huge amounts of candida sitting in a non-invasive stool analysis, just sitting there, just right there in a poop, in a good quantitative PCR stool analysis, in a poop test. I found blastocystis hominis and other parasites. I found the Epstein-Barr virus with the doctor I work with, Dr. Armin in Germany. So when we do lab tests at our consultation service, Crohn's Colitis Lifestyle, and I sent my blood work to him, and we found massive amounts of CMV. And also I work with John Atkins in New Zealand, where I found MAP infection, Mycobacterium aviopera tuberculosis. That's also connected with Crohn's disease, 100%. And it's found in cows, a lot of processed cow's milk. And that's what I grew up on. There's so many different things that you might say, hey, my body doesn't care about a little bit of mold. Other people are mold sensitive. Hey, my body doesn't care about that H. pylori. It does fine with it. Other person's in a hospital for it. Our immune system's responding different to pathogens, just like, and COVID taught us that. COVID taught us that. So your friend,
where you saw all that stuff in that poop, would a normal doctor see that?
The normal doctor didn't even check.
Exactly.
I went to Mayo Clinic. I went to everywhere. Here's the thing. I want to protect the doctors a little bit, because I was so angry at the doctor for so many years. I want to give them their love and their due right now. These doctors are paid to see us for 5 minutes through insurance. They see 120 clients a week. Anyone ever hear? Yep. Okay. At my highest level, I saw 40 clients a week. I was pulling my hair out. 120. You cannot take care of 120. There are not enough doctors, and we are trying to maximize the system. We're just making it this simple McDonald's drive-through of patient care. And it's it's not fair to these doctors, and it's not fair to their spirits. I have worked with MDs and NDs and DOs in my practice, where I have had MDs come to me and say, what we do is not enough for my 10-year-old daughter with Crohn's disease. And I want your help along with what I do and with my MD experience. And we work together and we get massive results. We are stronger together. I want to invite any doctors out there that I want to work with you. I don't want to fight. I don't want to belittle. I just don't want you to also to belittle what I do.
And that's it. Exactly. That's it.
And I want to love. I want love, and let's heal people. That's it. If you can do it better than me, awesome. Congratulations. I'll be singing it from the mountaintop. But let's just work on results. Let's just get results.
Everybody's intention. Well, the end goal is helping and healing.
Yes.
And that's
the politics get all messed up.
Well, and also goes back to the insurance companies. insurance companies are what dictate what the doctors can do. And if the insurance company is not, you know, approving a poop test, or approving viruses, mold, candida, parasites, they're not approving that for the normal conventional doctor. So the doctor can't do it. So it doesn't get done. So then they miss all of that, which could be the root cause of their whole situation.
And it could be so simple. Exactly. No, but, great point.
But we're also missing the structure. If they were to find candida, what are they going to put you on? Nystatin? They don't have protocols. They don't do nutrition. They have 5 minutes with you. It's not them. It's the structure they live in. You also have to realize that the license is a way to control our medical professionals, our geniuses, our best people about this are controlled by their license. One of the reasons I didn't become a naturopath doctor is because of the control state or federal government could have over me and how easily I could be sued for malpractice and all these things. Every doctor, I've been working with doctors for 10 years. I've been doing this for 12 years, guys. Every doctor I've ever met said, just stay as a nutritionist. You'll be easier to build the company. And here's my mission. Why would I want to become a doctor when I can hire doctors? My mission is to become the CEO of Crohn's Colitis Solutions. I want to help the world have a community, a home, a place to grow, and have nothing off the table. When you work with us, you don't have to be carnivore. You don't have to be vegan. You don't have to be anything but you. You bring your culture. You bring your creed. You bring your religious beliefs. It doesn't matter. And I will build a customized plan for you based on what you want. And I will train you and I will empower you on how to protect yourself. Shield. It's not walk on water forever. It's Shield. Supplements, herbs, imagination, exercise, lifestyle, diet. Build your shield so you can respond to adversity.
Yeah, now, I don't have Crohn's. Can I do that?
If you have IBS type of stuff, well, we work with people with IBS undiagnosed because we only take diagnosis with a grain of salt. We listen to where you are. We listen to symptoms. We listen to what's going on. People with Crohn's colitis have poor digestion. You have it. Your stomach acid's low. Your pancreatic enzymes aren't working. Your liver's backed up and you don't have good bile production. End of story. It's just a common problem we see with only every single person who runs by us. Your microbiome diversity is messed up. You have overgrowth of bacteria, overgrowth of candida. There also might be certain types of mold in there, like gliotoxin, that live in the gut. And it's affecting the microbiome's connection. Remember, the cells talk to the bacteria in the microbiome. The microbiome talk back. Do you know the bacteria helps to regulate cytokine balance? When they put you on Remicade, that's a cytokine inhibitor. That's a TNF blocker. Okay. Or a interleukin 6, interleukin 1 beta, interleukin 12, 23 blocker. Those are all cytokines in the gut. Okay. That live in the Peyer's patches. All right. So you're talking about all these immunocells, these T1, TH2 regulation in immunocells, like, as we just said, TNF alpha, IL-6, IL-1, that are pro-inflammatory reactors that help protect your body. When the mucosal membrane gets weakened, when the microbiome gets weakened, the bacteria in the microbiome can't balance that reaction. That's like you lose the walkie-talkie. The gut's going, yeah, we're okay over here. Don't worry about it. And then all of a sudden, all that's getting destroyed or getting out of balance. And the attack dogs are like, hello, hello. And they just start freaking out. So the microbiome is a huge problem for almost anyone with autoimmune disease. If you look at cognitive function issues, systemic issues, rheumatoid arthritis, if you look at obesity, diabetes, the gut is involved in all of it. If you look at the best functional doctors in the world, they're going to keep talking to you about the gut. The two biggest problems with all disease going on right now is the liver and the gut.
Yeah.
Okay. And why I can help people so much is I just happen to have a disease that's basically an epidemic. I learned and I focused on the microbiome. I focused on the gut, on nutrition, on how to truly help it heal from a life-threatening disease. And then I dedicated my life to doing it with thousands of people. And all I do is talk Crohn's colitis every single day. The doctors, they talk every disease, every problem.
Right.
They're a jack of all trades, master of none. Yep. That's the biggest problem I'm seeing with the NDs right now is they're a jack of all trades. They're geniuses and all right. But what do we specialize in? And any doctor or health professional listening to this, you know that you have everyone coming in with all these different problems. And there's energetic problems. There's emotional problems. There's gut problems. And it's hard to really even keep your mind focused on being great at really helping them. And that's why I niched. I didn't want to do gut health. I wanted to do Crohn's colitis, which also happens to be gut health. And so that's where I feel like I can have the most impact. But when you fix your gut, you fix almost everything in the body. If someone put a gun to my head and said, help this person with cancer, help this person with any disease, I still feel like I could have tremendous help for them because I understand how to drain toxins. I understand how to fight infections. I understand how to rebuild the natural forces of the body.
Yes.
And that is just what we have to do for all disease.
I do think too, Dane, one of the obstacles to collective and collaborative efforts towards healing is it requires humility on the part of every player on the team, right? And so often I think what you'll run into is sometimes people in their specialty, they've spent years of their life, they've dedicated years of their life, they've gone through a system that's told them they're the best of the best, right? Yeah. And so that can eat away at their humility without, I think, sometimes them even realizing it. And so I think what it takes to heal from all of us is humility within ourselves too, but finding people who have enough humility to say, I'll be on the team. I'll work with you to help you, you know, get your answers and to start the healing process and to stay in good health. So I know that everyone listening wants to know, what did you find out was really, I mean, you talked about some of it, but how did you specifically heal? How did you get out of death's door?
Amazing. And then you asked the question earlier, which ties into this. How did I have the conviction or the mental fortitude?
Yes.
All great things that can happen in life come through suffering. Mm-hmm. If you want to get in great shape is a form of suffering. If you want to have a great marriage is a form of suffering. If you want to have children, think of labor. It's all suffering is a point of love. And when I got backed into a corner, it woke me up. When I realized that there was no amount of money my mom was spending that could give me my life back, and I was just losing hope, and there was no doctor. I went to Mayo Clinic, UCLA, Cedars-Sinai, and all they were talking about was taking out my colon and keep me on drugs for the rest of my life. That was it. Everywhere I went. And I suffered, and I was so angry and resentful and depressed for so long. And then that's when you really have to decide, are you going to act like, and I'm going to tell you straight up, this is what was going through my head. Are you going to continue to be a boy or are you going to man the fuck up? Sorry to curse.
Yes.
Sorry, that just came out. I apologize for
that's
language.
Okay.
No, you're good. You're in practice.
I turned into a man right there. And it's coming up on me. So I got to watch it because I can relive it. I'm no longer going to let my mom suffer or sit there and get angry about me being depressed and resentful. I just decided that I was going to be the CEO of my health. This disease is either going to swallow me up and take my life, or I'm going to rise like a phoenix out of the ashes. Yes. So I remember I got back. There was this defining moment. I got back and it was another suffering moment, right? Just more suffering. And I walked in my house and something shameful had happened. I lost control of my bowel movements. I was stuck on a plane. I was going to the bathroom 13 times on a plane. I was underweight. I was covered in cystic acne. My career was basically being taken from me. And I kept valuing my career. I kept valuing my social life. I kept valuing this crappy food in my life because it made me feel some sense of normal. And I kept justifying it to everyone around me that because I was so angry that my mom said, you shouldn't eat that. I was like, you don't know nothing. You don't know what I've been through. Don't tell me what. And I was so justified. And what could she do? Mm-hmm. Real talk. What could she do? Don't tell me. You've never been through this. Mm-hmm. Don't tell me what to eat. Don't tell. You take this. My mom would have taken that disease if she could, just like you guys or any mother, any father out there. And that anger eventually got to a point where it flipped. And I walked in the house, and this is like 4 years into this, of suffering. Something changed emotionally in me where I just snapped and I said, that's it. I am not leaving this house till I have a plan to heal. I don't give a crap about making money. I don't care what people are doing on a Friday night. I don't care about my social life. I don't care about none of that. And something just switched, and all of a sudden these ideas started bursting in my brain like a freaking nuclear bomb. It was always there. I just hadn't emotionally and spiritually flipped. And when I flipped, I'd made a decision right there. The first thing, within an hour of it happening, I said, that's just something I'm going to be the CEO of my health. I'm going to run this. I'm not going to rely on a doctor. I'm not going to put this on my mom anymore or my dad. I'm not going to wait for someone to write a check. I'm not going to sit here and watch Netflix waiting for someone else to figure out how to get me healthy, for a drug to kick in, for a diet to kick in, to wait for a supplement. I'm done being sick. I'm done. I'm done being angry. I'm done being resentful. Here are the first things I did. I went downstairs. I macheted up a bunch of pieces of paper. I clipped them all together with safety pins. And I wrote on the front of it 40 days and 40 nights, like the Josh Hartnett movie from the early 2000s. Okay. Because it was a comedy. And I was like, I had to make it comical, right? I let go of my anger. I let go of my resentment. And I got on my knees and I started praying. I prayed every morning and every night, and I said the purpose of my day every morning and night. And in 40 days, 40 nights, I started keeping track of everything I ate and everything I did and my symptoms. And then I made a declaration right there. I had such conviction well up into my spirit, into my energy, into my vibrations, that I was no longer willing to eat anything that I did not cook. I was no longer willing to have any kind of stressful conversation that was not making me happy or not helping me heal. I was no longer watching shoot 'em up movies. I was not watching Walking Dead BS. I was not vegging out on Netflix. I listened to Bob Marley. I did prayer. I did purpose. I did meditation. I took care of plants. I got my feet in the sand. I got in the sun. I thanked God. I called my dad and said, I don't care if whatever you did. I love you. I want to have a relationship. And I just want to let you know how much I care about you. Before that, I was angry at my dad. It's like everything just changed. I was no longer willing to have stress or negative energy in my life. And I no longer was putting money or my life or all this Western materialism ideas of success above where I was and how I felt. I got present and I lived for the day. And I lived for the moment of saying the purpose of my day is to heal myself of Crohn's and colitis and be the best son, the best friend, and the best person I can be in this world. That is the purpose of my day. At the end of the night, the purpose of my day has been. So I really started to condition my spirit to make sense of this day and let go of things that didn't matter anymore. And I knew, and I made another decision. It was all these are bursting energy. I am going to do things. What am I going to do? Well, you should stand on your head and clap your toes. Well, you should go ahead and have hookworms. Well, you should make your own yogurt probiotics or have raw milk or fermented foods, all these things, right? Oh, you should have only plants. No, you should have only meat. No, you should only have bone broth. No, you should fast for 15 days. All this stuff out there. I just decided that the first thing I was going to do with the things I was uncertain of are things that could only help me and couldn't hurt me. So that's why healing starts in the mind. That was obvious 4 years ago. That was obvious the entire time. I wasn't ready. I wasn't spiritually inclined. I wasn't convicted. I hadn't built it. And so many of you out there, let me ask you this question. Is it possible? I want you to answer right now out loud if you're listening to this podcast. Is it possible to heal when you're living in a chronic state of anxiety, anger, resentment, depression, or fear? What does your spirit tell you? Is it possible to heal when you live in that chronic state of emotional feeling? If you said no, then what the heck are you doing? Mm-hmm. You have to then decide to get happy.
Yeah.
I'm not a victim anymore. I'm putting on Bob Marley. I'm getting in the sun. And all of a sudden you start realizing what happiness is. It's almost like you're on your deathbed in a way and you wake up and you go, wait a minute, I still got my mom. Mm-hmm. How many people would take on a disease to have their mother back? I still got my best friends. How you doing? I still got music. I can talk. People don't have tongues. They don't have eyes in this world. Like all of a sudden, you feel the vibrations right now? I got happy while I was effed up, while I was sick. I got happy and I was housebound and everyone were like, how do you sit in that house every day? I'm like, I got a full-time job. I ended up wanting to read 3 hours. I didn't have to read 3 hours. I wanted to pray. I didn't have to pray. I wanted to go on a walk and get my toes in the sand. I didn't have to. I turned to fear-based. Why I was failing before is everything was, I have to do this or I'll never be normal again. And that turned into, I want to do this because it's going to make me the best version of myself.
Yes.
I realized being Dane, the best version of Dane, and healing Crohn's colitis are the exact same thing. Stop trying to get your old self back and start making the best version of yourself. They're the exact same thing.
Yep. And you know what else I love about what you're sharing is really in that process, it gets your eyes off of the disease and really kind of off yourself, right? Yeah. And that was part of my healing process too. I started planting a flower garden. of all things, the distraction, the being outside, the distraction, the being in the sunshine, it started to bring me joy. When I started to have joy, I started to feel better. When I started to feel better, I started thinking about how sick I was, right? Yeah. And so there is a psychology to that, which is
it's huge.
Get your brain off of how sick you are into other things.
Well, brain, see, a lot of things, this is one deep thing we can keep going. And I know there's so much I still want to give. And I know we're running out of time. Okay. Is it, when you really start, I started meditating, right? I was in natural medicine school for a year when I got almost life-threatening sick. So I had already been working with naturopath professors. I was already in school for a year when I got sick. So that also really saved me because I had already dedicated that I wanted to do this. And then my ND professor was helping me with a few things. He's the one who taught me about the bentonite clay, psyllium husk, binding shake that really helped get rid of toxins because I couldn't properly evacuate toxins. Like when you're cleaning your liver or gallbladder and you're starting to remove toxins out, they get dumped from the bile duct into the duodenum, which is the upper part of your GI tract. That has to go through 28 feet of GI tract to be able to be dumped through the bowel movements. And I couldn't evacuate in my colon because it was so inflamed. That's why a lot of us are getting tiny little bowel movements or just mucus or just blood or just urgency or just a little diarrhea. We can't properly evacuate. The colon is so injured. And it might be because of a virus. It might be from candida. It might be from mold. It might be from all sorts of things. It might be from a lack of beneficial bacteria. But stress is absolutely connected to it. So my ND also really pushed me to a point of saying, Dane, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain through meditation. I was a Virginia boy. I drank beers in college and watched football games. I didn't, what a meditation. But I said, I'm going to get uncomfortable. Here's another point I want everyone to write down. If you're getting uncomfortable, but it can't hurt you, you're probably doing the right thing. So if it can't hurt you, it can only help you, but it's a little uncomfortable, out of your normal, it's probably a great experience for you. So I started meditating 30 minutes a day, 45 minutes a day, while reading 2 or 3 hours a day. And the beautiful thing there is that the reading replaced all my negative energy and all those same repeated thoughts of how I'm lost and in prison and nothing will work. And it replaced them with beautiful affirmations and beautiful ideas of what can work and how the microbiome works and what's happening with the immune system. I had a place to learn and train. And the meditation is where I could sit with my anxiety. I could sit with my depression. I could sit because you're not depressed. You're just feeling depressed. You are different than your emotions. When you realize that you and your emotions are two separate things, you can realize that you are not a depressed person. You are not an angry person. You are not an anxious person. You are just chronically feeling these energies. And meditation is where you can sit with them and you can start to work them out and you can start to release them and ask God, Kermit the Frog, the North Star, whatever you want to call it, ask something divine to release it, ask for the answer. And I started practicing releasing the fact that I'm a victim, releasing my anger, releasing my anxiety, which also I'm going to tell you right now will physically change your body at a cellular level. It'll change the chemistry. It'll change the hormones. It'll engage the digestion, which is a huge problem with anyone with digestive issues. And it will help to balance the immune system. Okay. And it will balance the nervous system. You will re-engage the parasympathetic, which will help your immune system work properly. That is the central board of the entire body. And you will drive oxygen in your body. When you're stressed, you don't breathe. You do chest breathing. You're not getting any oxygen to the cell. Oxygen is needed to heal. That's why HBOT's also taking off. I think one of the reasons hyperbaric oxygen therapy is taking off so much is because it's driving oxygen into the body for $150 a session. Well, you can just do that by sitting, not as well as HBOT, but you can also start that by sitting down and practicing belly breathing. Why? Because it puts the oxygen to the lower part of the lungs so it can actually be absorbed properly and you can do into retentions and exhalations properly and really increase the oxygen in your bloodstream, which will help with hemoglobin, it'll help with cellular health, it'll help with the nervous system, it'll help with oxytocin, dopamine, it'll help with adrenaline, it'll lower your heart rate, it will help with the emotions. You'll start to feel it go away. And I was talking to a 16-year-old girl yesterday, one of the toughest cases I work with, and we were talking about this energy, and she's 16. She didn't want to meditate. She's a junior in high school. And I said, are you chronically anxious? She said, yes. I said, do you believe you can actually heal yourself and be chronically anxious? She said, no. That's the intuitive nature of a human already knowing that at 16 years old, she already knows. But she's not, she hasn't become aware of it yet that is going to push her curiosity to emotionally heal. So that's, I want to end that now going to the physical, Holly, because I know you were asking about the physical. How did I do it? So the first thing I did Healing starts in the mind. And then I started working on what can I do that can't hurt me and can only help me? Because it's conflicting to know what to eat. Everyone's asking what to eat, but you haven't done step one and two yet. Right now, you haven't done step one and two. You haven't decided that you're going to be the CEO of your health. You haven't decided that you're no longer going to be a victim. You haven't decided to practice feeling good. Okay? Doing hypnosis or doing meditation or getting a massage or having wonderful conversations is the art of feeling good. You are either numbing yourself or you're feeling bad. That is what we are all doing. We are numbing ourselves or feeling bad. And that's why we're addicted to alcohol and we're addicted to TV and most people are addicted to porn, addicted to everything. We are numbing ourselves or feeling bad. We spend no proactive time in the effort, in the conditioning of feeling good. Okay? It's the same as the gym. Mm-hmm. You have to spend time. It's a practice to be in physical shape. It is a practice to be emotionally healthy. To be spiritually healthy. It is a practice. And you are not. Yes. How can you expect yourself to feel even? And everyone's ADHD and ADD and everyone's bipolar and everyone's depressed, but there is no conditioning. There's no art of spiritual nourishment, spiritual development. And we mask it and we numb it and we take medications for it or just look for a different herb. That's part of it. If you sit down for 15 or 20 minutes and you say that your anxiety went down from a 9 to a 6, is that not real? Does that not cause a physical change? So that was the first thing I really did. And then I recaptured my mind. I recaptured my spirit. I recaptured my conviction, my fortitude, my relationship with God, my conviction. And I was able to call my mom and say, Mom, this is what's good. Yes. This is what's good about today. You don't have to worry no more. Yeah. You don't got to cry no more. I'm good.
You just hear your mom saying, guess what, Mom, hallelujah, praise me.
Yes, exactly. She could live again. I gave her permission to live again.
Yes.
And that felt to give positive energy will heal you.
Yes.
To give love, to give hope will heal you. You will not feel hopeful till you give hope. You will not feel healed till you give a healing energy. You will not feel until you give. You cannot be valuable until you be valuable for others. To be valuable is to give positivity and give love and give healing to others. That's why I started healing other people, because it was healing for me.
And Universal principle. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Amen. That's what it is. And I don't care what you believe in. All I care is how you feel. If you don't feel good, don't tell me why. Don't give me all your theology and analytical why what I'm saying is not real. Because you don't feel good. Don't bark if you don't feel good. You can't talk if you don't feel good. I'm going to call you out. I'm only influenced by people who are happier and healthier than me. So I'm not listening to you if you're not happier and healthier or happier or healthier than me. That's it. Walk the walk. Don't sit here and tell me what isn't if you aren't.
That's it.
Don't tell me what isn't if you aren't. Okay? So, and if you aren't, then open the ears. You got two ears and one mouth for a reason. Okay? So that's, and I'm just saying that because I want some people have to be pushed and some people have to be heard both ways. But so I want to give you a bit of both energies and I have to listen too. I'm not perfect. I don't walk on water and I'm willing to listen and I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm still on my own journey as we all are. I'm only human. But I know what my purpose is and I'm here to serve that purpose. And if I can be a catalyst in your healing, that's what I'm here to do. So what else did I do? I only ate what I cooked. I didn't know what to eat, but so once I got convicted mentally, it was so obvious. I could only eat what I cooked years ago, but I kept relying on my mom to buy the groceries and cook the food and get everything prepared and come live with me. All I had to do was walk to the stove and it was always there. I just wasn't emotionally ready. That's what I'm saying. The actions you take, the reason you're not taking them is you're not spiritually and emotionally ready. You haven't valued healing as your number one priority. It's still money. It's still popularity. It's still how you look. It's still your muscles. It's still everything else. It's not health. And until health is your number one priority, you're not going to take the proper actions. So that's why we go so hard on what we just talked about. So all of a sudden, when I started cooking things, my intuition heightened. Okay. There are three divine powers that whatever you want to call it, God gives you to be able to heal. And one of them is creation. Okay. When I got home and I had that moment, what's the next thing I did? I started creating solutions. The next thing is going to be manifestation. When I started affirming to everyone that I'm already healed, when I started telling my mom I had blood, but told her that it was 30% better than 2 weeks prior, I was manifesting positive energy. I was manifesting, I was using the law of attraction to continue to say, I'm ready to be healed. I'm ready to be safe. I'm ready to take action. I'm ready to eat this way. I'm ready to fast if I need to fast because I'm investing in who I'm going to be because this is the best version of myself. Okay. So manifestation, you have to realize that the words come out of your mouth, the vibration coming off your body, what you read, what you think, what you do, what you watch, all play a role in what is coming to you tomorrow or a week from now or a month from now. Okay. That is the power of manifestation that we all have. Okay. And some of you are like, I manifested that husband. I manifested that career. I manifested that call. And you have that kind of feeling so you can relate with it. Now I want you to take that energy and move it right in front of you with your health. Okay. The third one is going to be intuition. That's what cooking my own food did. It intuitively started helping me figure out what I did well with and what I didn't do well with. See, if you look down at a plate of food and you see, you can intuitively know if the apple is high in nutrients, if it's sour, if it's bad for you, you intuitively know how much steak you want, how much chicken you want, how much rice you want, how much salad you want. And the more you eat, the more it might change. So on Tuesday, it's this much. On Fridays, it's this much. How do you know? It's an intuitive nature. You already know it. Humans are here from intuitive. We didn't have scales to weigh our macros 100 years ago. We had intuition. How do we know we were getting enough iron? How do we know we were getting enough protein? Yeah, it was intuitive.
Yes.
So when I started only cooking when I ate, my intuition got heightened. I'm doing better with certain meats. And I would journal it. Okay, that was another thing. I journaled every day how I felt, my symptoms, my bowel movements, how much I weighed, what supplements I took. Every day. If you want, click the link in the show notes. I'll send you my 60-day healing journal on me. I want you to help. Okay. You click that and I'll make sure you get it. Okay. So my 60-day hernal journal, 60-day healing journal helped me with manifestation, helped me with intuition. It helped me with being creative because I was Dr. Dane 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes at night. And where did I come up with doing this? Right when it clicked, right when my mind clicked, I started journaling. I literally started journaling the day I got fed up being sick. Because it's right there. It's easy. It's not dunking a basketball on 10 foot. That's physically hard. This is just emotional conviction. So all of a sudden, every day I could say, wow, I only went to the bathroom 6 times. Everyone listening right now, you can't tell me what your symptoms were 2 weeks ago. Mm-mm. You just kind of know if they're better or worse. It's like a plus. It's like a positive or negative. You're not the CEO. You're not taking accountability. So I started journaling. And when I cooked, when I only ate what I cooked, it helped with the journal, which also helped with the supplements. And then I would do, a fruitarian diet and the SCD diet and the carnivore diet. And then my answer, when I finally woke up, a year later, I'm 185 pounds. I weaned myself off prednisone, Entyvio, methotrexate, painkillers, Ambient. I weaned myself off all medications. My sigmoidoscopy came back 90% good from terrible on every medication, like my colon looked like a war field. It looked like World War II. Okay. That all came without the medication. And I was having to go to the bathroom 2 to 3 times a day. I had no urgency, no blood, no cramping, no pain. I was able to eat 2 to 3 times more amount of food than I was while I was sick. So the amount of food my body could handle had gone up 2 to 3, 4x. My symptoms were 90-95% gone. At that point, you could just say it might be an IBS symptom or it might just be a gut symptom. How many of us get bloated, gas, cramping, loose stool every once in a while? About every human on the planet. So that's where the mental work comes on. Is this still a Crohn's symptom or is this just a symptom? Do I still need to be living in trauma or can I just realize it's a gut symptom? No one's gut is perfect 24/7. So that was about a year into after being housebound. I got off all medications. I got all rid of my symptoms. And then I started dedicating myself to helping others doing it. And I've been doing that. That was 2015. I healed. It's 2024 now. So it's been 9 years. And since then, we have coaches all around the world. I've trained and worked with, and we have doctors on our staff. We have nurse practitioners or registered nurses. We have people, everyone on our team has Crohn's and colitis, by the way. Okay. Everyone on the team has Crohn's and colitis. Everyone has the same passion. Everyone's gone through what you're going through. Okay. And in our program, you always get a coach. Why do you get a coach? Because I know that people need someone to talk to. They need a customized plan. This is about impact. Okay. And that you need to be trained. So where you are right now in your healing is you want to get a place where you can become self-empowered. Stop just looking for the magic pill or the magic diet. That can be great. But if you don't really learn the art of healing and how to respond to adversity as it goes through time, then you're going to continue to be some sort of prisoner. And you're not going to truly feel safe 1 year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 24 years from now. we're not just trying to get rid of the symptoms. We're trying to be self-empowered and be our own best doctor for the rest of our lives. It doesn't mean you're your only doctor. It just means that you have confidence that you know how to take care of yourself. That is the gift we need to give to ourselves, is to take complete ownership and become self-empowered over our health. We learn history, we learn math, but we don't learn health. And this is
right.
It's like the 1960s with integration. It's idiotic. Okay. Right. And it's just, it's 2024 idiocracy. Yeah.
I have a question. When you went to get your colonoscopy and you were like 90% healed.
Yeah.
Were the doctors baffled?
Yes.
Were they?
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of baffled doctors now, and I'm seriously not bashing doctors. I'm a nurse. I've worked with some excellent doctors, but a lot of them are closed-minded. And I know a lot of people with cancer who have healed themselves naturally. They go back and they're like, I have no idea how you've done this. And they're like, I do. I mean, I can tell you, but you won't believe it. They just still don't believe it. So what was their reaction?
So their reaction, I remember, and I did this sigmoidoscopy because I didn't want to be put under. And, she was going, huh, wow, this looks a lot better. It was actually funny because she had done my blood work. So I had refused the Entyvio like a month or two prior. So I went in to get my infusion, my next infusion, and I was feeling so connected and so empowered and so good. And I'd said, this isn't the Entyvio. Now, I don't advise anyone else to do this right now, but this isn't the Entyvio. What I did is I was sitting in the chair about to get the infusion, and I just looked at the nurse and I said, you know what? I'm good. And I just walked out. I like cowboy style. I just turned my back and rolled. I do not recommend anyone else to do that. This was 10 years ago. There was no programs or functional medicine. I didn't have a coach. I didn't have a community. I was a lone star. I was a lone wolf, wild, wild west. And I started bawling my eyes out because when I left, I felt like I knew that the doctors probably wouldn't even see me again. Like if you don't do what the doctor tells you to do, they might even threaten you that they won't even see you anymore.
Right.
And so it was, and the fact that I almost died, it was just a very scary thing to say no, but I felt like it was my spiritual calling. And again, I don't advise anyone else to walk that path. That was my path I chose for myself. I knew where I was going to go. I knew what I wanted to do with my life. So she had seen my blood work, and I go in there and I was trying to apologize so she wouldn't kick me out of her office. Because I was scared. I was like, my mom's going to kill me. This is one of the best doctors in Southern California. And she's been patient with me as she knows I'm taking curcumin and I'm doing these bone broth fasts and I'm making my own yogurts and I'm doing all this stuff, right? And she goes, and I'm like, hey, I know, I'm sorry. I start all going into it. She goes, hold on, whoa. I saw your blood work and it looks perfect. What have you been doing? And I said, oh, amazing. My blood works. My CRP is normal. My sed rate's normal. I'm no longer anemic. I've been anemic forever. You know, all these things, my blood cell count was normal. Lymphocytes, monocytes, all good. And then she goes, okay. And I started telling her all these things. She goes, okay, whatever. Just hold on. Let's take a look. Sit down. Let's do the sigmoidoscopy. And she starts saying, wow, this looks better. And I keep trying to tell her all the things like a lot of everyone out there is wondering that somehow I'm going to change my doctor's life. And this doctor is going to wake up and do all this stuff. The doctor said, okay, all right, Dane, just whatever you're doing, keep doing it. Let me know if you need anything. And that was it. And you think sad, but you got to put yourself again at the doctor's shoes. They have nothing to do with any of this. This is not anything they do. They see 120 clients, and if they went down this road, they could lose their license. Right. Our doctors are held by the balls by their license. They could get sued for malpractice. They can't be recommending this stuff.
Well, that's why you have to have the trio. Like you said, you have to have, if you're going to have a conventional doctor, you absolutely have to have a functional integrative person to balance that out. In addition to yourself and being the CEO yourself. And
yes, that's
so important. And so we definitely, Holly had issues with her computer. I said, we lost Holly. She texted, she was like, oh my God, I can't hear. I don't know what's going on with her battery. So she is apologizing. She wanted me to apologize to you for that. But we definitely want to have a part two with you, Dane.
Yeah.
We can continue this conversation.
Wait, before we hop off, we do want to, but I do want to say, if somebody is newly diagnosed, and I want to just direct people, we write a soundbite for every episode. So any information, I'll have your website, anything you want to send to me, I'm not going to include in that, but we definitely want to direct them to your coaching, obviously.
Yeah.
But say somebody has this new diagnosis and they're getting information, like one of our friends, like one GI doctor's telling her this, another GI doctor's telling her this.
She needs to come to you. I mean,
yeah.
Okay. Let's answer. Let's answer the question real quick. Okay. Let's answer the question. If, you know, I know everyone listening right now, with autoimmune disease, I'm going to go into another one. No matter what disease you're dealing with, I'm going to continue to tell you the things we talk about are going to be good for anyone who's sick. When you work on the gut, it's Crohn's, colitis, but it's good for everybody. And there are certain practices that you can build to become self-empowered. That's what we'll do. We're going to do a part two where I'm going to dive into nutrition. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dive into some of the intricacies of how to make sense of supplements and how to budget and make sense of where you invest in functional medicine because insurance doesn't cover it. So those are some of the topics. If you're listening right now and there's something that you want to hear about, please write the team at Just Think and say, hey, can you ask Dane this or have him go over that? So go ahead and send a message because I know we're just hitting the tip of the iceberg. We can't ball up a quote unquote incurable disease that's an epidemic around the world in an hour long call, right? But we can start that process. So if you're newly diagnosed, and I always tell people what I would do, okay? So I always feel like that resonates the most. If it was me or one of my kids, the first thing I'd do, I'd build that trifecta. I'd start realizing that I got to be the CEO of my health. I'd have a conventional doctor on my team who was just willing not to listen about what the natural side's doing, just willing to help me get a calprotectin test whenever I need. Willing to talk about when is the most strategic time to do a colonoscopy or sigmoidoscopy, not shoving it down my throat that I need a colonoscopy every 5 seconds. If I'm highly inflamed, it might not be the best time to do it. And you increase chance of perforation, which may cause emergency surgery, you know, and understanding the dangers of colonoscopies. Or if we're going to use a biologic, why or why not? And be open to my feelings on biologics because it's lifelong and the potential dangers of biologics because there are. It can increase chances of certain cancers. Or, you know, talking about prednisone, like just being open to not making me go on prednisone 40, 30, 20, 10, 0, and maybe be more open to strategic titration of steroids so I don't have to go right back onto 40 or 60 milligrams of prednisone, okay? Those are things I might look for in the doctor. You want to find someone on the functional side that, number one, you have trust and integrity with. If you have trust and integrity with me, I'm going to do everything in my power to help you get massive success, and you're going to be part of our community for life, and I will do lives with you every week. You're going to be very impressed with what we have to offer you, okay? I'll go over that in a second. So you want that side. If it's not me, that's fine. Just make sure you have trust and integrity with whoever you work with because healing is not linear and you need to have that conviction that when you communicate with this person, it's not just a sales pitch, okay? Mm-hmm. That there's a deeper feeling, there's a deeper connection, there's a deeper mission going on with who you work with. And then you've got to look in the mirror and become the CEO of your health. You need to get trained. You need to study. You need to ask questions. Stop telling what an ND, if an ND tells you to take 10 supplements, don't just take them, ask why. Stop just doing what you're told and get trained. Ask questions. Take notes. Put something on your iPhone notepad that says my healing journey and write all your notes on what's happening, what you think root causes, what supplements you take, why you're taking them, what they do, all of that there. Okay. Start really learning this stuff so we can be good in 20 years or 40 years, not just now. All right. So if you feel like you want to connect with us and you want to work with us, we are very excited to help you get massive success. We're impact driven. You can click the link in the show notes. When you do, it's going to ask for your email, your phone number, and your name. And that's just to set up to schedule a IBD strategy session. What I've done is I'm going to be able to get you on a complimentary session as long as you're approved and you're qualified with, you know, who you are, your diagnosis, where you live. Then I'm going to get you on a complimentary 1 hour call with one of my IBD support specialists. And this is something I always wish I had. Man, I would have done anything for this call. Right. This person has IBD. This person has already reversed their symptoms of IBD. This person's already gone through our program, is going to deep dive on your case for free. Yes. For free. It's not going to just be some random person trying to sell you something. This is a person who has IBD who can talk about the program, can talk about your case, talk about their experience, who is mission driven. They are here because they believe in what we do and we help save their life. It's going to be someone like Kelly, Becky, or Lindsay, or Erica. Shout out to all of them. And all of them were in the program. Like Kelly has had 3 surgeries, 4 failed biologics. She's 25 years old. She got diagnosed with Crohn's at 14 and she was 98 pounds at prom, 98, 96 pounds, like 5'6", 5'7". She's now 140 pounds, symptom free, like 90% symptom free, little things going on, the best she's ever been in her life. And Becky's had ulcerative colitis since she was 14 years old. She's now 32. And she has become medication free for the first time in her life for the last 6 months. And she has 0 symptoms. And she lives in London. And she started our program while she was in the ER room about to get her colon removed. Literally talking in the ER room about the colon. The doctor's like, it's time. You ready? With the knife out.
And she's like, nope, just kidding.
She said nope, and she joined the program and got massive success. Now, we can bury bonds at sometimes, but some cases are hard and take a lot of work. Other cases, it's like crack, like it connects.
Tell people your stats, because I heard your statistics. Yeah.
So again, we have some clients who literally will, it's like walking on water. It is magic protocol syndrome. It does happen. It's not always good for people if they get results too quickly, because they really need to learn this stuff. But we have some clients who go symptom free in 2 weeks. There's just a percentage of it that happens. It just, because we get in, we start with a proven system we've built over and over again, and then we customize it to you. So we can just hear certain things where certain bodies are so healthy, they can just grow quickly. It's the same thing when someone goes gluten-free and they get better, right? It's like, oh, like the body can respond well to just taking off a little bit of stress. Like take a little bit of water out of that cup, you know? Yeah. Other people are overfilled with toxins and they have to do 100 different things and it really takes time. But 90% of our clients who come in within the first 3 months see at least 50 to 60% symptom relief. So within 3 months, we're going to see, majority of our clients are going to see at the minimum 60%. A lot of them, 80%, 70%, but it also has to do with the mind. Like a lot of times over and over, I'll sit with a client and I'll say, how are your symptoms? And emotionally, they're still traumatized because they're still seeing a little bit of blood. Oh, they're still seeing a little bit of stool, loose stool. They're getting a little bit of bloating. But when I look at their symptom tracker, the symptoms are down 80%. It's like, no, your blood was a 10 out of 10. Now it's a 2.
Yeah.
You were going to the bathroom 10 times. Now you're going 3 with a little loose stool. That's 80, 85% symptom relief. So sometimes it's just the trauma that because a lot of this will be energetic. Like, how do I feel safe in my body? As long as there's still something going on in my stool, I'm not safe. I'm still being hurt. I'm still being damaged. I'm still at risk for cancer. There's still inflammation. So there's that, there's a lot of fear. Even when you start reducing symptoms, there's a lot of emotional work that needs to be done that is also playing in with the physical symptom. So we see massive really success. And the reasons is, this is all we deal with, Crohn's colitis. We customize your plan. We've seen these symptoms and these problems thousands of times. And in the protocols, the supplements, the herbs, the way we do things, we've seen it work thousands of times. So a lot of times it's just going to be able to hit. So, and the brilliance of that is some people, like if you have 1 million people do the SCD diet, specific carbohydrate or carnivore diet, there's going to be a percentage that go symptom free. There's going to be a percentage that have a neutral response. And there's going to be a percentage that get worse. We make those percentages better because we customize. So we listen to you and then we can hear where you're at and what you do better and then go this way or go that way or do both into one. Right. So an answer is like, you know, some people go full elemental, which we rarely ever have to do, honestly. But then we might do a semi-elemental diet. We have some people on meat. We have other people who have very bad histamine reactions and poor red meat tolerance. And we put them on more plant-based, especially a lot of our Indian clients who want to eat that way. Or we'll change certain supplements depending on where the inflammation is or what we hear. We can hear symptoms and go, okay, tweak, tweak, tweak. And a lot of times we can see the symptoms, like even within a week of doing it or 2 days, like boom, not always. Okay. So, how does it work? You get a coach. So everyone in the program gets a coach. You get a coach who specializes, has this. It's coaching for a minimum of 3 months. You're a lifetime member. It's a one-time investment and you're a lifetime member. We are adding hundreds of things. This is not coming into a plan that's just there and it's left alone. We are building a global Crohn's colitis solution. You are coming onto a team where it's a win-win. And I'm incentivized to make you win because I want you to talk about this. I want you to see it. I want you to see this as your home. I want you here a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. So you're also going to get our professors and what we're building right now, our campuses. So we have hired a dedicated mental health coach who has ulcerative colitis and healed ulcerative colitis just to do hypnosis, EFT tapping. And this is for free. So every week she's going to have her own campus in our phone app. So we're actually building, it's cost us like $30,000. We're building a phone app. You click it, you can go to her campus and you can talk just about mental health and she goes live. Right now, once a week, we're working on her going live 5 days a week on fear, on food fear, on trauma, on physical, like how you feel about yourself. We also have Dr. Chow, naturopath doctor, who's our ND, who's just going into supplements, herbs. He's also a specialist in Chinese medicine. He's also becoming a DC, a chiropractor right now. So talking about like the adjustments in the skeletal frame and how it has effects on the nervous system. So he's a professor. I'm a professor on IBD strategy, which is going to go to Dr. K, who's going to be our doctor, our main doctor in 3 months when he graduates med school. And he was also my client. He was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis at 18. He had symptoms since he was 14 years old. He's 26 now. And he's been symptom free for 3.5 years. And everyone on our team has this story, has this mission. So you get our professors, you get a one-on-one coach, you get lives with me. You're able to connect with everyone in the program without any government. Like, you can just talk with any moms, any dads, any other people.
That's worth its weight in gold right there.
Yeah, it's all private encrypted. So you, and there are threads. So you can talk on the thread of like colon therapy, talk on the thread of abscess, talk on the thread of post-surgery, talk on the thread of ulcerative colitis, talk on the thread of need help, talk on the thread of positive. And you can just talk to each other because we have nothing to hide. We're not making, like a lot of programs, you won't even be able to talk to other members. You can talk to your members on your cell phone at any moment in the time. And you can find other members in your area by going, like, we have an India thread, a Canada thread, a European thread. And we have, it's so awesome. We're building my, and that's why I say, like, my mission is to be, is to build Crohn's colitis solutions globally. That's what I want to do. I don't want to go on Dr. Oz and just bicker about root cause and Crohn's colitis. I want to create a home and a place where people can come, they can learn, they can grow. And it does cost money. You have to have a budget, but we are also building more budget-friendly subscription models so you can get on and be a part of these lectures and be involved. And if you guys click the link below, we'll know you came from Just Think, and we're going to know that you came here. We want to take care of you. And so there's so much I could say that we're building and we're doing. Yeah. I go live for the community. So every week I go live at Tuesday at 9 a.m. and I'll have members from 3-5 years ago. Hey, Dane, what's up? And I'm talking to them. We do Q&As. Like 2 weeks ago, we did a live on if you were stuck on an island and you could only bring 5 supplements to keep yourself in remission, what would you bring? And everyone shares it. So you're watching 50 people, 100 people with Crohn's colitis all sharing what they would uniquely bring if they were stuck on an island.
That's keep, awesome.
Right? Those are the type of calls we have. Or we talk about mental health, or we talk about meditation, or we talk about parasite cleanses or liver detoxes or any of it. So it's a place, it's a home you're always going to have. It's a one-time investment. And, you know, I like to move forward with integrity, trust. I was the sick person. My family was this person spending their money, not getting results. And results are difficult and you need to be ready to work. Don't come in here and think I'm just going to give you a golden parachute. You better come ready to work. Okay. There's a hill you got to climb. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you the best ways to do it, but you've got to move those legs. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
I'm so excited about this. Like, honestly, I don't have Crohn's or colitis, but it makes me want to, so I can be part of it.
Yes. And if anyone out there saying, I have gut health issues, I have IBS, just put that in the intake form. It'll say if you, what your diagnosis was. You can put IBS or other. If we think you're the right person where we can help, and as long as you understand what we do and we're of integrity, we look, and even if you have undiagnosed, we do work with undiagnosed, we do work with some IBS. But just understand what we do and why. If you're coming in here saying, man, I wish I have something completely different, but I want to work on my gut, we'll talk to you about it and see if there's integrity. But we need to make sure you're right for our community as much as you're checking to see if we're right for you.
Well, I know there's several people listening that are going to have a lot of hope after hearing this episode.
Yes.
I'm already thinking about them personally. So we appreciate it so much, Dane. And I hate Holly missed that last part. She'll have to listen back to the recording, but we'll have to have you on for a part two.
Yeah, sure. We'll set it up and we'll deep dive in some other topics.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sounds great. And we'll get, Kristen will get the Substack out with all the info and how you can contact Dane. I know I'm already like, I got my Rolodex going of all the people. I want to hear this episode. I can't wait for it to come out. So
I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dane.
Happy healing, guys. God bless. See you.
Bye.